ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and people of all ages, turn off your radios, turn up your phone, your computer, whatever the fuck you got dialed in. Put your kids to bed. I don't give a fuck what time it is. But it is time for the I Don't Know Bar Pubcast, the only fucking bar pubcast podcast, casts of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. We're right here doing the craziest goddamn thing under the sun. That's speaking our minds in a public area that's been brought to every single person of all races, creed, colors, you name it.
So first of all, tell them who you are.
I am Liquor Luke, liquored up beyond belief. And I'm telling you right now, nothing feels better than a nice shower beer. I had about 6 shower beers, 2 showers this morning.
How long did you shower?
I showered a hot shower first, and then I showered a nice cold shower. Because I don't got a big water heater.
What's in the glass?
We got Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola.
Because everyone knows the I Don't Know Bar is the number one Jack Daniels distributor in Southwest North Dakota.
Yes,
number
we
one
are.
Top of the pops, right? Isn't that right,
Absolutely.
Mike?
Absolutely. There's the award hanging on the wall.
So
beautiful.
That's
award.
The voice of Mike Sticker, the owner of the I Don't Know Bar, the world
the
famous I Don't Know Bar in South Hart.
The proprietor.
That's right.
The proprietor,
owner, operator, if you will.
Yes.
The whole
it's
deal.
Nicely said, yes.
And Mike is a progressive thinker, progressive marketer at his bar. He's always doing cool things, things, trying new things. So we're trying a pubcast, Luke.
Yes. Yes, Mike was kind enough and gracious enough to say, hey, you come in here and drink, and you never shut the fuck up. So I don't need to. Why don't we put a microphone in front of you? And I said, oh, God, you don't want to do that. He goes, I don't want to do it. I need to do it. So why don't you show up 45 minutes late like you normally do? Or 2 days late.
2 days and 45 minutes
do this
late.
Monday. It's Wednesday.
Sunday.
It's Sunday right now.
No, we're going to do it Sunday.
Oh, shit. My days are off, but that's okay. So with us, we have another Luke here, and him and Brock have this fantastic music podcast.
Well,
what's the name of that again?
We need to talk about it really quick. The other Luke is no stranger to the I Don't Know Bar.
Ooh,
he has been on that stage more than most over the years.
Absolutely is.
He is one of the bands that built this bar, had a big hand in making this bar notoriety famous all across the Midwest.
You could say it was blood, sweat, and beer.
With all that said, I would say I still probably owe more to this bar than...
Then I've given
to it. You know, that's for sure.
I think Luke's gonna name his first kid I Don't Know Bar.
Probably. I've had more memories with Brock here in this bar than.
This is my favorite bar in the whole wide world.
No joke. The bar in Southwest North Dakota for sure.
Yeah. Chili Shop Bar.
Chili Shop Bar. This since you bought this place 11, 12 years ago. First of all, the first 5 years were banana land.
Crazy.
It was wild all the time. Then the city shut it down for a bit. But here we are, rocking and rolling, jumping and jumping, having a good time. And this is a podcast. This is a revolutionary idea, Liquor Luke.
Yeah.
To bring what happens in the bar, the conversations from a bar, to the waves of the internet to be heard worldwide.
There's that old saying, if these walls could talk, what we're trying to do here is to bring the idea of, instead of if these walls could talk, we're just bringing the people who talk to these walls to this microphone to fucking tell each and every person what's on their mind. It could be, hey, I had a shitty day today, so I'm slugging down PBRs like they're going on a sale. Or it could be, I stopped in with the missus. She doesn't like to fucking cook. Whatever. You know, that sort of deal. And that's nice, because I tell you what, they got some of the best food specials in this fucking place, Monday through Thursday.
And then every Friday, Monday to Thursday, lunch special every day, great lunch, a homemade lunch. Then on the weekends, on Friday night, they got a steak fry in the summer, prime rib in the wintertime. You can't go wrong. Great meal, great place to hang out, play a little golf. They got blackjack, pull tabs, the whole works. Just can't go wrong here.
I tell you what, if my grandma, who made amazing food, if she wasn't dead, I'd swear to God that she was in the back, in that little kitchen back there, the 8x3 foot kitchen or
a
whatever.
Ghost grandma.
Yeah, ghost grandma. Back there, making manicotti and fucking kumla and fucking all sorts of great
things.
Think
of the meals I've had here in the past 3 weeks. I've enjoyed pork chops on a stick.
Yep.
I've had manicotti.
Ooh.
We had meatloaf the other day. I mean, it's like it's home cooking and it's finest, and it fills you the hell up, too. And then you can sit here here, talk to your friends, have a few drinks, solve all the world's problems.
I had a
right in the corner of knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, the corner of knowledge.
Corner of knowledge, where we're sitting right now, just for the, you folks that are at home or driving
right
or whatever.
Right by Bullshit
the fuck
Boulevard.
You're doing. Yeah, right by Bullshit Boulevard. And Asshole
it's,
Avenue.
It's the type of bar that there's just something special about it. You know, there's something that just brings out
it's
the best in you.
It's a neighborhood bar.
Yeah, it just brings out a great night, no matter what.
And sometimes the worst.
I've never had a bad night.
No, never.
I've honestly never had a bad night here.
You know, if I ever had a bad night here, I sure as shit didn't remember it. But I'm telling you what, no one talked about it either. So that's always a good sign. It's a place you can come to that you're family. When I put on the page, it's like cheers for your ears. There's a reason I put that, because being in this environment, around these people, there's nothing that says home quite like this.
What's
except
really,
for, you know, there's no bed or, you know, washing machine.
Sleep
things
on
I
back
do.
On the patio.
Yeah,
fine,
whatever.
Yeah.
Put a hammock in this son of a bitch. I'm staying full time, Mike.
So we're telling these people, Lucas, look at Luke, about this is the podcast. It's going to come at you every week.
Yep.
And it's going to come right from within the walls of the I Don't Know Bar.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Shot time. Oh, shot time.
Shot
here we go.
Shot time. We got a little bit of this liquid cocaine right here.
It's some
gentlemen.
Of the best liquid cocaine in the tri-state area. It's homemade and it's fantastic. Here we go, boys.
Hold on a moment for this.
Mm. Well, that is a really good liquid.
Mm.
Do you make that?
Hey.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
Wee. Mike's been making that for 20 years.
That right there.
Since the Bucks days.
That's the best liquid cocaine I've ever had.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah,
when he has a band, they bring it out with the shot trays, and it's just a party. It's bongos.
Yeah. And that brings me to another thing. You know, a place like this, party, on my mind. Party is what I'm thinking. But you don't always have to come out here. And get blackout drunk. You don't have to do that in order to have a conversation, right? You can come out, have a few beers, have a good time. You know, there's oftentimes I don't black out. I can't remember when that is.
You always black out.
Yes, okay.
We do not promote binge drinking.
No, of course not. We also don't.
Or drinking and driving.
We don't promote road sodas. We don't promote anything that has to do with illegal activity.
Irresponsible drinking.
Irresponsible. Because
bottle and throttle don't mix.
The best thing I can say right now is out of all the things that I'm not, irresponsible is one of those things.
This is the guy who has a reminder on his phone to not fuck up every day.
Yeah. 5 p.m.
Don't fuck up today.
5 p.m. We could go into that a little bit later on another deal, but I'm telling you folks, if you don't tune in, you're missing out. If you do tune in, tell every single one of your friends, your family members, anybody who wants to drink in vulgarity like it's a sweet, crisp lemonade on a hot 100-degree day.
Like, subscribe, share, the whole works.
Do
iTunes,
it to
Google
it.
Play everywhere. And the cool part about the show, too, Liquor Luke, is it's going to be a revolving cast of characters. You and I and Mike are going to be here, but everyone else changes every week.
Yep.
Again, who's in the bar? Who wants to talk? And let me tell you, the Out on a Bar has some of the most colorful characters or regulars you've ever seen in your life.
Radical Randy,
Hard Crotch, if you will. He has his own Facebook page.
Yeah.
There's many, many regulars here that are content gold, if you will.
Yeah. If this was an Avengers movie, there are too many wonderful characters to fill up the screen. They'd have to make it a 6-part movie. Robert Downey Jr. would star in every role.
That's a good thing about it.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I mean, $1 billion made overseas, is that a good thing? I think so. I think it's a great thing.
You know what else is great about all the people, besides like the staff that works here and everything, is I've always noticed it doesn't matter if you've been here 3 times this week or haven't been here in 3 years. It always feels like home when you walk in
every
and you
time,
get treated like it. Dude, that is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
About this place.
And like you said,
it's your first time too. Like,
you're very welcome to.
My first time here was great.
The last thing you wanted to do when you go to a bar is come in and feel not welcome. Hello, sir! You don't want to not feel welcome. You want to feel like you can sit down and have a beer, bullshit with somebody next to you, or not. And that's the beautiful thing about the IDK is you can come here however you want to, stay as long as you want to.
You can do it at any bar, but it's special here.
It is. It's got its own
really is special
appeal and draw. It's got a very warm atmosphere.
Yeah, it's special here.
So, Liquor Luke, this is the podcast coming at you every week. Day and date not determined, but it's coming very soon.
It's going to be
coming
out.
This is a little teaser for you.
Yeah.
And you can expect a lot more from us down the road, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to expect highs. You're going to expect lows. You're going to expect some in between. I mean, we're going to have some real fucking talk on this thing.
Can I come back a time or two more?
Oh, man. You can show up anytime you want to.
Well, I think the dates we record, you may be up here.
Yeah.
Podcast Wednesday.
I don't need an excuse to come here, but it's a good one. This is great.
Right? Definitely.
You're going to hear it all. I was going to say you're going to see it all, but
all right,
you're going to hear it all.
Take us home. Tell the folks what this is all about and where they can get it from.
All right. Well, I want to let you know right now, we've talked about it a bunch throughout this whole rambling, that these... He wasn't rambling. I'm rambling. But anyhow, I want to let you guys know that if you guys like fun, you guys like adventure, and at the same time, you might not want to come out of your house or your vehicle to do those sort of things, you can listen to us. Because we're going to give you content week after week after week that's going to make you giggle so goddamn hard you're going to fire that personal training of yours because you're going to have a wonderful six-pack. And if you don't have that six-pack, you can come on down to the IDK and they'll sell you one.
Right off of 94 in South North Dakota. You can't miss it. The Big Red Bar. Friendliest bar in the Tri-State area and a hell of a good time for sure.
So, telling you what folks, are we going to talk about every week? What
stay
are,
tuned.
You're serving beers we talked about.
Oh, did you? I missed
it. Yeah, the rotating cast of characters.
What's the next best reason I should come up here for you? Got anything coming up for me?
Well, we got a segment called What's Luke Drinking? And now that you're also a Luke, it could be you drinking something
PBR.
Random.
Will
Luke drink this?
Yeah.
Let's try it. It's something weird.
Yeah, just throw something together. This is a little teaser.
Put some in a brown bag and surprise us.
Yeah. Throw it in a brown bag. Let's brown bag this deal.
Okay, also coming up on September 16th, it's the first annual Jack Daniel's I Don't Know Bar Poker Run. Live music from Brady Paulson after the run. Registration at 10 a.m. Kickstands up at 1 a.m. $10 per rider. 100% payout. Fish fry that night. Jack Daniel's I Don't Know Bar Poker Run, September 16th, Saturday. It's going to be a good time. Sponsored by Jack Daniel's and Brian Distributing right here at the I Don't Know Bar.
If you think you got better things to do on the 16th of September, then you're fucking kidding yourself.
Is that olive oil?
Oh, that is
Bushmills?
That is pure.
Saint-Germain.
This is Saint Germain. Is it a?
That looks like olive oil and grain belt.
Oh my God. This smells.
It smells like flowers.
Is it liquor? Is it a vodka? Oh, what is it? Aromatic?
It smells like if you.
Is it aromatic liqueur?
Can I smell it real quick? I don't want to drink it.
I've never heard of this before. It's real flowery.
I'm telling you right now, it smells like somebody who was trying to drop off flowers to his girlfriend.
Oh,
got
so
jumped. Those flowers got stomped on, left in an old gutter somewhere, and then somebody wrung the juice out from those flowers and put it in a glass.
Please come to IDK and ask for a shot of Saint Germain after all that.
Oh, my God. Let's try it out.
Will Luke drink it? Here we go. Will he drink it? Oh, down the hatch. Yeah, one shot straight up. It's going to really keep it in?
Not even a bad face.
Mm. It hasn't swallowed it yet.
He's got the swish.
He's doing a good old-fashioned Yank swish.
Bite your nose.
Oop, he's tingling a little bit.
Oh, no.
You're not going to believe what that tasted like.
What's that taste like?
Right up front, it has a honey texture, like a smooth honey texture. Like, you guys have ever had raw honey?
Yeah.
Warm it up?
I
that
wish
was
you could
the
see
texture
my face.
Right
I'm
off.
Appalled you drank that. I'm literally like a...
My face said a lot of shitty things, Luke and Brock.
The second half sounded pretty bad, though.
The fucking flavor was amazing.
Yeah, but you didn't swallow it for 10 seconds.
Okay, this is the thing that I like to do. I like to hold it in and capture every moment. Because if I do get blacked out, I'm not going to remember all the great things I drank.
Right.
It tasted like
it's
warm
really
honey.
What are you using, Mike? Let the bartender tell us. Do your bartender
God, that was good.
Years.
Is it a liqueur mixed with water or drink it as a shot?
I'm flabbergasted by how good that was.
Is that going to be the new shot of the rest of the summer?
Is that IDK Uzo?
it smells like a hippie's beard, but it tasted so good.
That's what it was. Beard oil.
You just gave me beard oil?
Yeah, your organic stuff.
I'm good with it.
So that's one of our segments. Will Luke drink it in St. Germain's? Luke will drink it.
I will drink it.
Liquors
bring it every
it.
Time, folks. I'm impressed. Bring it every
I think
time.
What we should do is the next couple of weeks we will do different flavors of Jack Daniels for you.
Oh, I like Jack Daniels.
Let's see how that works.
I really like Jack Daniels.
This is the number one like bar Daniels. For Jack Daniels in Southwest North Dakota, hands down. Jack Daniels knows it. We know it. Everyone knows it. The IDK is Jack Daniels country, hands
for
down.
For sure.
And that's party. That is party liquor. Party whiskey at its finest. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Ask me from Sturgis. Jack Daniels makes you party.
It does.
Sometimes you
actually,
wind up with
a
big bear tattoo every once in a while.
I have a video of Brock dancing after
for those that are listening.
Jack Daniels with Rolly from Counts Customs.
What?
Oh, and some chick that fell in love with me. What's her name again?
I don't know. But
some
she's
blonde. Smoking hot.
Oh. We'll just call her Snarf.
She loved me.
Sounds like you just upped your usual antics.
Speaking of a
Bruno Mars
line
dance.
Excuse me, miss. Could I
have a... American. Yeah. All right, so let's take it home. Let's tell these folks, this is a little teaser. Full episode coming soon. All kinds of cool stuff. Regulars, irregulars,
we're going to have segments that start out as segments and end with a what the fuck just happened sort of deal. But
that's been this whole thing so far, pretty much.
You're going to be entertained because I tell you what, the thing I love the most, other than hanging out with friends, hanging out in a good environment, and having a good drink, is entertaining people. And if I can do that, if Brock, me... and Mike can bring you down home and keep you entertained, then we've done our job. So let's keep it rolling, and I'm cashing out.